Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode number 17 on July 7th, 2018. I'm your host, Eric, and I started off this morning actually taking a look at Barron's. I don't know if you guys read any financial publications, but Barron's is one of my favorites. They come out with they produce a magazine, the weekly magazine, each week. Comes out typically Friday or so, but I read it on Saturday morning. And this week, in the option trading section, they have a section called the striking price, which is a play on the option strike terminology. But the striking price is about option trading. And this week there's a discussion around some of the banks and some of the different trades that are out there tied to some of the different financial institutions, a couple of which are going to be announcing earnings this week. So anyway, if you know, it's good to sort of get a well-rounded view of option trading. And this section is actually one of those that I would recommend for my readers to take a look at. Sometimes it goes a little bit more advanced than what I discuss in this show. We all have different reasons for that. I really try to keep it simple, keep it consistent, and I just want it to be understandable for everyone. But they do sometimes have more advanced traders reading this section, so they might get into discussions on implied volatility or price skew and some other concepts that are very core to option trading if you are an option trading professional. But for the purposes of this podcast, it goes a little bit further. But anyway, definitely worth taking a look. So if you guys are at the bookstore today, pick up Barron's, take a look at it. You can read that article. And it's a great way to also get another weekly view of option trading. This past week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished 185 points higher, closing the week at 24,456 points. The S&P 500 also finished the week higher, closing 41 points up on the week, finishing at 2,759.82 points. We'll have a handful of companies announcing earnings this week, and this is sort of the kickoff of another round of earnings. And as I've mentioned in previous shows, I like earnings time because the little bit of news that comes out on company performance can add just enough volatility to the market to make it worth or to really create some great trading opportunities. So this week on Tuesday, we're going to hear from PepsiCo, symbol P as in Paul, E as in Edward, P as in Paul. On Thursday, we'll hear from Delta Airlines, symbol D as in David, A as in airline, L as in Larry. And on Friday, we'll hear from three banks, JP Morgan, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo. So that'll probably be a good indication as well that we'll get some more bank earnings next week. So without further ado, let's dive into our trade ideas for last week. Now the first one, our covered call, was on Twitter stock, symbol TWTR. Twitter stock was trading for $43.67 at the time, and we sold the July 44 half calls and collected $1.44. Now, our goal, of course, was for this option to end up in the money. And at $44.50, they would take our stock from us. We'd get to keep our $1.44 and the gain in the stock that we would have made, roughly, what would that have been, 83 cents. And that would have been a great day, you know, 5%. For a few weeks trades. Again, this is a July trade, and so it expires on July the 20th. Well, Twitter stock finished the week $2.98 higher, so almost $3 higher. So the trade definitely worked. You literally made 5% in a week. However, there's a way to make even more money on this trade. So the stock itself is up so strong that it's actually worth buying in the short call option to keep the full gain on the stock. The option, if it hasn't been exercised yet, meaning you haven't been assigned, you haven't had to give over your shares yet, The option right now is $1.52 higher in price, but the stock is up more than twice that, or nearly twice that amount. So I would buy in the option to keep the gains in the stock, and you can always sell a higher strike call option to add onto your gains. So not only are we trying to keep the $2.98 you made on the stock, but you're going to try to turn around and make some more money on this by selling a higher strike call option. Now, of course, if you do nothing, because sometimes that whole function might be a little more advanced than some people are comfortable with. So if you do nothing, you made 5%. You just have to hold out these next 2 weeks, and it's you'll get assigned on your stock, and you get to keep the money that you sold the option for, as well as the 83 cents gain from $43.67 to the $44.50 strike price of the option. If you buy in that short call and sell a higher strike, you not only get to hold on to the gains from the stock, but you also possibly set up another opportunity to make 5% over the next 2 weeks, because July, of course, July expiration is in 2 weeks. So I would look at buying in that option and rolling it higher so that you keep the gains in the stock and try to add to the gains on the call option as well. Now, we looked at a credit spread last week on the ETF for the S&P 500 index, SPY, Sam Paul Yellow, the spiders. Spiders at the time were trading for $271.28, and we were selling the 273 half call spread and collecting 21 cents. So we were selling a 50 cent spread, collecting 21 cents, and knowing that our maximum loss, of course, is 29 cents, or the difference between the amount that we collected and the total value of that spread. Well, the S&P had a great week, and the Spiders ETF finished the week $4 higher. So we know right off the bat, we lost money selling this call spread. The real question is, how much did we lose? Well, the spread right now is trading, or is being priced at, or let me restate that, you can close this spread right now on Monday morning for 43 cents, which means that we lost 22 cents on the spread so far, and there's another 7 cents. We're 7 cents away from achieving our maximum loss, and that'll probably, a good chunk of that will probably be allocated this week. So you can look at selling a put spread here to offset the losses from this call spread. The goal will be to find a 50 cent wide put spread with lower strikes in our call spread, selling ideally for 22 cents or higher to offset the loss and get back to even on this trade. The reason we need to focus on strikes that are lower than the call spread is so that you don't end up having sold two in the money call spreads, and you would ultimately double your maximum loss. So we sold the 273 half call spread. We know that stock is $4 higher, so if we sold the 274 half, 274 put spread, and stock finished between 273 half, 274, we would actually have lost on two credit spreads, doubling our maximum loss. So that's not what we want to do. We want to make sure that if we make another trade, that we are either locking in profit or minimizing our risk. So the only way you minimize the risk here is to sell, is to choose a put spread that has lower strikes than where you sold your call option. So right now it looks like you can sell the 273-272 half put spread and collect 9 cents. I normally wouldn't sell a spread for that little money. 50 cent wide spread, you're selling for 9 cents, but it does shave some of the money off of your loss. It'll mean that overall you've collected 30 cents, and that lowers your maximum loss to 20 cents on either spread, right? Now, there are some fun ways to sell multiple spreads. You could sell two or three spreads against this and actually, put spreads against this call spread. So you will have sold a ratio spread to offset the loss. And you know fully that this is only a July trade. So July ends in 2 weeks. So I would probably look at doing that if you are a more advanced option trader. It also changes the risk significantly. So it really is a bit beyond this call spread, or I'm sorry, beyond this podcast. But you can also look at selling, instead of another 50 cent spread, you could sell a $1 wide spread, But again, it changes the total risk on this trade. I have a training coming up where I'll discuss more in depth how to do this sort of thing, and so you fully understand how your risk changes. So it's probably beyond the level of this podcast, but these are some of the things that professional traders would do. But these are guys who also are going to fully understand the risk that happens. So you're not just collecting money to offset your maximum loss. You're changing the total dynamic of this trade altogether. And so I'd be very cautious in doing that. So, but you can sell that put spread that I mentioned, the 273, 272 half put spread, and collect 9 cents. And that will actually limit some of your maximum loss. It moves your maximum loss down to just 20 cents rather than 29 cents. And it's completely optional. Without really adding to, it doesn't add to your possible risk in this trade. And then our final trade for the week, for last week, was the debit spread that we looked at in GE, company General Electric. The stock was trading for $13.61. And we looked at buying a in-the-money put spread, the July 14, 13.5 put spread, and collecting 28 cents. So when we bought the spread last week, we were managing to buy an in-the-money put, that 14 put, for less money than its intrinsic value. So the tables have changed a bit this week because the stock finished the week 24 cents higher. So the stock is still right in between our strikes. It's at $13.85 per share, but our in-the-money put spread is only in the money by 15 cents now, and not by the 30. Not by the amount that we had last week, which was, the 39 cents or 29 cents being in the money. So, we lost 8 cents on the spread overall, because that spread this week is pricing at 20 cents. So with 2 weeks left until expiration, I might stay in the spread one more week just to see what's going to happen. You know, if GE stock does go ahead and fall lower again, then again, you know, you can end up locking in a decent amount of profit over the next 2 weeks. You could also look at paying 20 cents to completely close out this trade right now, and you'd basically eat an 8 cents loss. While I might be tempted to stay on the spread, I'm going to look at one last thing. Our break-even price on the spread was $18.72. And if you've listened to me in previous weeks, I normally will say, you know, if you haven't passed your break-even price, then maybe you stay on the spread and see where it finishes. Well, we have passed our break-even because the stock price is higher than $18.72. So with that, just to be consistent and to try to take emotion and hope out of my trading strategy, I'm going to look at closing the spread and just taking my 8 cent loss and moving on to the trades for this week. So getting into this week's trades, we are looking at three different trades. First one is on Southwest Airlines, symbol LUV, Larry Uncle Victor. Southwest Airlines stock closed the week at $52.74, looking at selling the August 55 call, collecting $1.15. This is a 6 week long trade. Again, we have 2 weeks left in the July period and then about 4 weeks until August expiration. So a 6 week long trade, maximum gain if the stock does rally to $55. Is 6.5% over 6 weeks. So pretty common for our covered call strategies. I normally look for trades that are at least a 5% gain or higher. This one is 6.5%, so it certainly qualifies. Now for the credit spread this week, and this one is, I'll admit, this one is a little riskier. We're looking at gold, the gold ETF, symbol GLD, George Larry David. Gold finished the week at finished the week at $118.86. I really am somewhat bearish, continue to be bearish on gold. And so I'm looking at selling the August 120-121 call spread. I'm going to collect 30 cents on a $1 wide spread. So again, this is a little riskier,
Our maximum gain, of course, is the amount that we collect, the 30 cents. Our maximum loss is going to be 70 cents in the spread. But I'm looking at selling the spread because I think gold is going lower, and I'm going to just keep an eye on it because I obviously don't want to take the full loss if it happens, but I think this is going to be a winner. And then the final trade of the week is going to be a debit spread. We're looking at Pepsi, who has earnings on Tuesday. I actually took a look at how the stock has performed in the week following the last earnings. And I looked at the earnings for the last few quarters, and really you had two situations where the stock rallied afterwards, and you also had one or two situations where the stock sort of tanked afterwards. So sometimes you'll see a consistent pattern, like if a company consistently has earnings that either meets or is less than expected, you might actually see the stock go down every time. Pepsi, of course, sending mixed symbols, so we're going to put the spread on. It's a July spread, and I'm doing it in July because the earnings are this week, and this is really a two-week bet on Pepsi. So look, with stock trading for $109.56, I'm looking at buying the 108-109 call spread in Pepsi for 68 cents. So I'm paying 68 cents with the goal of collecting the other 32 cents, or roughly 47% return over the next 2 weeks. Again, options expiration is 2 weeks from now in July. This is an in-the-money call spread, so if stock stays right here, then I make my 32 cents over the next 2 weeks. If stock goes higher, I again make my money over the next 2 weeks. And of course, if stock goes lower, I'm going to be watching very heavily because we are paying 68 cents for this call spread, and I want to make sure that I make some money on this. All right, that is it for this week's trades. Again, I'm going to be putting on a presentation here in the next week or so on option trading. It's going to be a training to introduce some training, a training course that I'll be offering soon, sort of a coaching course. So if you have an interest in that, do email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. Again, that's eric@theweeklyoption.com. Of course, you can also contact me via my webpage, theweeklyoption.com, and you can find our videos on YouTube or find the podcast out there. So hey, thanks once again for listening this week. Hope you have a great week. Happy trading to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.